Martha. You look like a Marcy May.
Marcy was my grandmother's name.
Ah, there you go.
Martha is a troubled woman in her 20s when she first meets Patrick, the charismatic leader of a cult in rural upstate New York.
Oh, you've got a really nice place here.
It's as much yours as it is mine. Zoe, look after this girl. For once in her life, she deserves some real care.
But after living with the group, Martha, or Marcy May, as they rename her, begins to have fears and concerns. She escapes and returns to her sister. They've been estranged for 3 years.
Sometimes I wonder if maybe I couldn't have taken better care of you.
The past doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Well, I took care of myself.
I know you did, but sometimes I think I could have done more.
Stop.
She may have run away from the cult, but Martha must still deal with its psychological effects. Elizabeth Olsen, the younger sister of former teenage idols Mary Kate and Ashley, stars as Martha and is getting rave reviews. Although Martha was based on young women who had been members of cults, Olsen says she chose not to meet them before making the film.
I try to focus on what was on the page. If I were to have talked to someone who inspired some of the events in the story, or like the emotionality of the story, I would feel like I'd owe them reverence in a weird way. Like I'd want to tell their story. And this is a made up imagination.
John Hawkes co-stars as Patrick, the seductive and dangerous leader of the underground community.
I wasn't interested in a movie about cults. Then read the script. The word cult is nowhere in the script, which led me to begin to call it a community and try to develop that idea more in my mind.
I don't blame you for not trusting people. If you're ever going to have a meaningful relationship, you need to let your guard down. We want to help you. Let us in.
Sean Durkin wrote and directed Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. While it was inspired by the real-life experiences of several women, Durkin believes the impact of their experiences relates to a wide range of situations.
I've never been in a cult or come across one, but I do know lots of people who have been addicted to drugs or alcoholics or in abusive relationships. And, you know, most people do know someone like that. And how many of them, their families just step in right away and say, okay, we're going to take care of it. I feel like people don't confront these issues. People would, you know, it takes a long time to actually get there.
But where it actually gets disturbs some viewers because Durkin ends Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene rather abruptly. Elizabeth Olsen says it's in keeping with the film's realism.
I think a lot of times we go to films to have a nice fixed story because we don't have that in our own lives. There's no fixed ending in any day of our lives. And you don't get that in this movie. And I appreciate that.
The film was shot on location in the mountains of upstate New York. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.